Alpha Charlie 8 Golf. Good morning. Listening on the Northern Michigan Lake.
Mr. Jim, I have exciting news at 8DMH.
Hey, good morning, sir. Sorry I lost you on the repeater yesterday. Go ahead with your exciting news, and I got some Raspberry Pi news for you.
Wonderful. Well, my exciting news is that 31 or Grandview Parkway is almost back to normal. There's traffic flowing on both sides now. It's just still down to two lanes, or one lane going each way. But we're on the sides of the road that we're supposed to be, and it looks like all they're doing is picking up like the medians, and then it should be all done.
Oh, have you heard about next year's reconstruction of the intersection there at M-72?
Yeah, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, all I heard was put a roundabout in there and disrupt traffic for almost the entire summer. Ouch.
Yep. So I'll have to go up the hill from now on. Which kind of sucks because that consumes significantly more fuel than not going up the hill.
Yeah, to get to your house, you end up going up the hill twice. That's not cool. Hey, anyhow, my Raspberry Pi news. Have you heard about the SD cards that have a rating called A2?
I have not. That must be something new because I know about the Class 10 ratings and the UHS 1 and UHS 3. That's basically a speed rating, and then there's, like, different, you can do, like, the MLC, SLC, that you can choose the whatever, basically the way that the NAND is laid out in the chip. And I don't know about the Class A2 or whatever.
Well, to do a little research, they've come out with a A1 and an A2 rating on the SD card. Their application is what the A stands for, I guess. But anyhow, it's designed for random read-write capabilities as opposed to, like, continuously recording a video stream, for example. Supposedly, the A2 class is fantastic for Raspberry Pi. Lots of random read-write.
Oh, I'll have to look at those then. That's kind of neat. I'll have to run them on a speed test and see how the random read-write speeds are compared to the sequential read-write speeds. And then, of course, you know, how large of a random write are we doing? Because the higher the speed at a smaller write, random read-write, the better. So I'm wondering what specification they're going with there.
Well, I thought you'd be the one to experiment with them. And, you know, for a 32 gig card, which, well, actually they're only selling 64 gig cards. So they're the extended whatever. But $12 seemed reasonable if that's what you're going to invest in for my Raspberry Pi. For your Raspberry Pi.
I was really expecting you to say like $30 or something like that. $12, that's awesome. That's very reasonable for a 64 gig SD card. And I remember how long ago was it? 10 years ago, you couldn't get a 64 gig card for even $60. Like, the price for those things has dropped so much that if I need to go get one, not sweating it.
Okay, well, anyhow, I thought I'd mention you could do a little bit of research on the these are called micro SD cards, I guess, with the class A1 and A2 rating. And what I've heard is the A2 would be optimized for the Raspberry Pi. Anyhow, with that, hit your brains in the morning, that's a dangerous thing to do. ACADG.
Yeah, especially when I don't have much of a brain at the moment to pick. but it somehow managed to work, so good deal. Well, good to hear you, Mr. Jim. We'll probably hear you out here tomorrow or later in the day. I don't know what the heck's on my schedule yet. So far, it's nothing. So we're going to figure that out. 7-3 and 8-DMH mobile.
NHCN mobile.
Bravo 7, Oscar Lima Delta monitor. Kilo Bravo 7, Oscar Lima Delta monitor.
KA8SPW, Mackinac City.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Papa Mike is monitoring.
Good afternoon there, sir. Name here is Shannon. Headed north on 75, coming into Mackinac City.
Very good. I've got my little 7-watt HT with me. I'm just outside of Indian River. You're coming in good and strong for me. A little crackle in the background.
Alrighty. Well, I live just north of Indian River, and I'm on my way up to the UP to my in-laws right now. I'm getting in on the Mackinac repeater, which is linked to the one in Sheboygan there that you're probably getting in on.
That's affirmative. I'm hitting it's actually on Hackleberg Road. We call it the Sheboygan repeater. I'm headed home. I'm going to hang another wire on my fan dipole. Going to add 15 meters to it as soon as I get home.
Alrighty. I use the B&W folded dipole. It works all bands. But I also have one of the fan dipoles, but I haven't implemented it yet. I got to put up a tower or two, so I got some more tie points. Well, I lived there for coming up on 6 years, so I haven't had the full time to put all the towers up yet.
I understand that, and there's always the other half of the equation, too. Make sure it passes inspection with my wife, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you mean the Lord of the Land, a.k.a. landlord. Yeah, we know that one. Fortunately, my wife was a YL of another ham, so she's grown up with towers and radios, IC chips laying around the house and everything else. So a little bit easier on my side.
Very good. Nice chatting with you. I'm getting ready to pull in here. This is Larry from Indian River, and I'll be clear, KFA, Bravo, Papa, Mike, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Bravo, Papa, Mike.
All right, sir. Well, my name is Shannon, and I live in Tappan Abbey. I'm sure we'll talk again. 7-3, KSBW.
KE8FJW monitoring.
N8MJL.
KE8FJW listening.